Meanwhile, Marshfield is even closer. They're 19-4. They've had a solid year. They were pretty good in the district last year. West Plains was able to handle them there, but they're a year older, a year better. They've got some very good players. They have a senior-laden lineup. They'll start four seniors and a sophomore. Starting five for West Plains, though. It'll be the standard five of Alyssa Joyner in the post, a member of the 1,500-point club, 6'1 senior. Olivia Lawson is a 5'8 senior. Lucy Hafer, a 5'8 sophomore. Miley Adams, a 5'7 sophomore. And Zoe Shrub, a 5'6 sophomore. Marshfield will go with four seniors. Lauren Lubert, 5'10 senior. Abby McBride at 5'8. Lily Finley at 5'7. And Hallie Menzies, also at 5'7, all seniors. Sophomore is 5'9. That's Quinn Aldridge, tip one by West Plains. This basketball game underway at West Plains High School. It'll be West Plains in the white and red, and Marshfield will be in the basic blue. Lady Scissors on offense to start the game. Olivia Lawson to the left corner. Will dribble back out and curl over the top. Right hand running layup. Spins off the rim. No good. On the miss by Miley Adams. And now Marshfield comes back. And this Marshfield team, they want to shoot the three-point shot as often as they can. They can shoot it. Statistically, these teams are pretty much dead even. The points they score, points they give up. Skip pass over the top. Ball tipped out of bounds on the far sideline by West Plains. And the ball will stay with Marshfield. In the right corner, lob pass over the top. Low block knocked away out of bounds by Olivia Lawson. And the ball will stay with Marshfield from underneath. They throw it to the far corner. Back to the point, set, and a shot for a three is in the air. It comes off the lip of the rim, rebounded by Alyssa Joyner for West Plains. To the right point, Lucy Hafer up base, drives all the way in, right hand layup high off the glass, too hard. Rebound comes off and taken down by Marshfield. Controlled by Lily Finley. At the point, a travel violation on a catch and shuffle by Quinn Aldridge. Turns it over. Marshfield gives the ball away for the first time tonight. Alyssa Joyner to throw it in to Olivia Lawson. This basketball team, the basketball season, is really evaporating quickly. We're going to be in districts in a couple weeks. And from that point on, you play till you lose, and then that's it. West Plains with the basketball out high at near the jump circle. Olivia Lawson popping out. Lucy Hafer, lob over the top. Tough high pass out of bounds. Intended for Alyssa Joyner. West Plains with a turnover. Now Marshfield will sub in Peyton Ward. She is a 6-foot freshman. Up the left sideline. They'll break some press pressure and set it up. Ward has it in the corner. Bounce pass over. They'll look back outside. Zoe Scharnhorst in the lineup for West Plains. Over to the left. Now to the right wing. Ball to Hallie Menzies. To the corner. A set and a pop for a three is in the air. No good. Ball goes long to the far side. Saved by Marshfield. It'll bounce it off of a West Plains leg, and it'll stay with Marshfield. We have 5:44 to go in the first quarter. Neither team has dented the scoreboard so far. Inbound play. They'll take it to the far side of the floor. Top of the circle. Dribble to the baseline. They'll cut it off. Again, Ward will shoot another three, and that's going to rim off. Rebounded by Marshfield. They'll control back out to the point. Dribble to the right baseline. Lubert circles out. Now a shot for three. No good. And it's rebounded by West Plains. And Olivia Lawson has it. Here's a shot by Olivia. Pull up. Good from the left elbow. 15 feet away. First point for the ball game right there. at 5:15 in quarter number one. Now ball stolen. Shot is up, no good, and it's taken back down finally by Luberts. And Marshfield will control down 2-0. In the front court. West Plains matches up. Here's a lob over the top. Luberts with a good catch on the weak side, but she couldn't finish the play. Ball comes off, and it's fumbled out of bounds by Melissa Joyner. Stays with Marshfield with 4:49 to go in the first. Official Ernest Grayer, he is the referee, and he hands the ball off in the inbound pass. He'll curl over the top in the paint, up and under, left-hand shot is up and in by Quinn Aldridge, the sophomore, gets the first basket for Marshfield. Tie game at 2. Olivia Lawson, top of the circle, momentarily loses the ball, gets it now to Alyssa Joyner. She'll hand it back to Lucy Hafer. She'll shoot a 17-footer. It's off the right side of the rim and comes off, and Marshfield will control it. Up the right side, Lauren Lubert with it. They'll move it over now to the left corner, and a whistle will have 3 seconds called on Marshfield. That's, I believe, 3 of those I've seen called this year, and that's going to be about the limit. We probably won't have any more. And I've seen in just radio broadcast games this year upwards close to 50 games. Olivia Lawson, pass inside. Now they go to the corner. Open shot is in and out. No good for the 3 by Lucy Hafert. Had it measured, but it wouldn't go down. Marshfield will come back. They'll penetrate, kick it to the far corner. Catch and shoot for a 3 is off the back iron, goes long, picked up by Olivia Lawson. Here she comes. She's good on the dribble. Passes up ahead, cut through shot, is up and around, no good. But a foul will be called against Marshfield with 3:37 to go in the first quarter. That would appear to be Haley Menzies, and that'll be her first foul. And the first foul of the game on Marshfield. Free throw shooter here is Miley Adams, and her try is good. Three two game, West Plains in front. And the next one no good. Rebound taken away by Alyssa Joyner. Goes baseline. In, up, got it blocked from behind. Out of bounds, stays with. Oh, they're going to say that's going to go to Marshfield. Now Marshfield in the backcourt up the left sideline. They can handle this press pretty well. They pass the ball very well. In the right corner. Now to the right point. They'll move it back with Quinn Aldridge. A sophomore of a senior saturated group. High post back to the corner. Aldridge back around. Now they'll look to the right, back left. To the high post. Good catch by Warren. She'll pull up and shoot it, and she can't get it to go. And rebound taken by Olivia Lawson. She may go all the way. No, the ball's knocked away. Picked up by Miley Adams. Back to Olivia. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. It's 3-2. Low scoring start to this game. In the right corner. Lucy Hafer inside. Bad pass behind Alyssa Joyner. Second West Plains turnover. Luberts in the front court. Dribbles in. Lost it. Now the ball goes up. And we'll have a reach-in foul call. With 2:44 to go in the first quarter. Second team foul against West Plains. Olivia Lawson will be called for her first foul. And it will be an act shooting, so the shooter, Lauren Lubert, the 5'10 senior, puts it up and good. And no good. In and out. Rebound Alyssa Joyner in West Plains control. Seems like yesterday that Alyssa Joyner was a skinny freshman who was pretty good for a freshman. Boy, she's turned into such a good player. Here's a turnaround shot. Up and good by Olivia Lawson. A little spin move got her free, and she knocked it in. She has both field goals for West Plains. 5-3. Zoe Scharnhorst with a tip to the backcourt. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Marshfield. 2:20 left in the first quarter. Scissor basketball tonight. No basketball tomorrow night. On Friday of all nights. Up the floor, Luberts will drive in. She'll force the shot up and off the rim, tipped out of bounds by Marshfield. Off the hands of Peyton Ward, and it'll go back over to the Lady Zizzard. 5-3 score. walking it up now in the front court. Olivia Lawson with it. Passes to the free throw line. Dish back to her. Pull up jump shot. Good from the left baseline. A little give and go play there as Zoe Scharnhorst gets the assist, and Olivia Lawson has 6 of the 7 points. Pass knocked away at midcourt and stolen. West Plains will steal. Feed it across. Layup won't go. Just long to the corner, and it's saved. But out of bounds is Olivia Lawson, and it'll go back over to Marshall. Really good work that time by West Plains, nearly converting that into another bucket. It's 7-3. West Plains on top, 1:43 to go in the first quarter. Pressure on the ball in the backcourt. He'll take it up the left side. Aldridge has it, breaks the 10 count. Now Peyton Ward to the point to Abby McBride in the right corner. Pass inside. Good pass, good catch, layup, good. That was a really good play. Good spacing, good timely ball movement. And Peyton Ward finishes. 7-5 game. West Plains with the lead and the ball. Melissa Joyner, left wing, launches a quick three. No good. Ball is rebounded on the weak side from Marshfield by Tilly Greenfield in the game, 5'8 sophomore. Lob to the low block. Ward has it. Her pass deflected and stolen. And now up the floor. Great pass. Zoe Scharnhorst goes in, goes up and scores. 9-5, West Plains. Here comes Lubert up the right sideline. A little bump, no foul, pass across. Ward is open from 7 feet, can't get it to go. And we'll have a tie-up. Players spin to the court, and it'll be a Marshfield basketball. So on that note, Zoe Shrub will come into the ballgame for West Plains. I believe came in for Miley Adams. Inbound play for Marshfield. They have it out front. Left wing, Lubert's got a three look off the lip of the rim. No good. Rebound Zoe Scharnhorst to Olivia Lawson. This freshman kid is going to be something for them. In the front court now. West Plains with it with 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Melissa Joyner faces up, top of the circle, drives the lane, puts up a runner, high off the board, no good, tie up, and that's the end of the first quarter. We've played 8 minutes, it's a 9-5 game, West Plains by 4, and we're back in 60 seconds on KDY. West Plains with a lead of 4, 9-5 over the Marshfield Lady Jays. Marshfield this season, if it's been a straight-up home game or away game, they are perfect, they are 14-0. They've played a lot of neutral court games, and they've done just middling that in those respects. They're only 5-4. True away game here tonight, and they haven't lost one of these yet this year. West Plains with the ball. Alyssa Joyner, free throw line. Turnaround shot is good from 16 feet. Alyssa Joyner with her first basket of the game, and that makes it 11-5. Here comes the press pressure of the backcourt. Lubert's pass across, picked up, and Ward will get it over the timeline. Hands it back. And they'll set their offense here. 11-5, West Plains. Ward wide open inside, but they couldn't get her the basketball. Now she gets it in the middle, turns, faces, shoots, and scores. The 6-foot freshman is a problem. She now has 4 points. West Plains on offense, double high screen, goes to the right side. Now here's Alyssa, steps out, fakes, spins to the middle, pull-up shot from 10 feet, good. Alyssa Joyner showing her stuff right there. Really nice turnaround move, a spin move to her right. 13-7, pace of the game starts to pick up. Here's a drive and an up-and-around shot will fall, rebounded by West Plains. They'll get control and come back up the right side. Pass it across, penetration move, back outside, Zoe Scharnhorst with it. She will back it up. Now ball goes to the far corner, saved by Zoe. She'll dribble it out, and West Plains will reset their offense. Over on the right side. Now on the low block, turnaround face-up, good! And that's a nice isolation play that time, as Olivia Lawson posted up down low, And now she has 8 points, 15-7. Down the front court. Catch and shoot in the paint. That's up and good. And again, that's the tall freshman, Peyton Ward. She has six. She leads the scoring for Marshfield. Five minutes, 50 seconds, and the clock running, 15-9, West Plains leads. Over on the left side, bounce pass on the low block, double team the basketball, tie up, and that'll be Marshfield basketball. Both teams with three turnovers here in the first half. Zoe Scharnhorst comes out of the ball game, and Miley Adams will come in. So full court pressure, the inbound in the backcourt. Lubers bounce pass up. They break the press. Aldridge to the far left corner. They haven't had many three looks tonight. Here's a 13-footer straight on off the board. That's up and in by Lauren Lubert. Her first field goal, and it makes it 15-11. No school has a deeper, more storied women's basketball tradition. Here's the ball stolen. Lubert takes it all the way to the other way and lays it up and good off the turnover. And we'll get a timeout, and the clock shows 5:09 to play in the first half. Ernest Grayer says 30-second timeout. 15-13, West Plains by two. Back in 30 seconds on KDY. 5:09 to play in the first half. West Plains leads by two, 15-13, their ball in the backcourt. Over the timeline, Olivia Lawson gets it over to Alyssa Joyner to the point. You see Hafer on the left side. Miley Adams trying to find the pass inside. Does layup up and good by Alyssa Joyner. Good feed. Little lob pass. And Alyssa, all six of her points here in quarter two. 17-13. Now ball lost out of bounds. And body contact along the sideline. Quinn Aldridge bumped into one of the Zizzer defenders and just fell out of bounds. And that's turnover, I guess. Incidental contact. West Plains basketball now up by four. On the left, they look inside for Alyssa Joyner. Can't find her. Now at the point, Zoe Scharnhorst gives it to Olivia Lawson. Back over to Alyssa Joyner. Spins to the middle. Up, her shot partially blocked by Peyton Ward. To the right corner. Here's a catch and shoot for a three by Aldridge. No good. Long up the floor pass. Olivia Lawson, Miley Adams plays it up and in. A timeout will be called with 4 minutes to play in the first half. The score, West Plains 19, Marshfield 13. And back again in 30 seconds on KDY. We're down to 4 minutes to play in the first half. And the inbound play in the backcourt. The freshman gets it over to Aldridge, the sophomore. For Marshfield in the blue, 19-13. West Plains by six, pass low block, back right corner. Aldridge with an open three, and no good. Tipped out of bounds by West Plains. It'll be Marshfield basketball. Inbound play for Marshfield, down six. On the baseline, under their own basket. Aldridge gets it inbounds to Lubert, feeds it back. Now Ward dribbles out. In the right corner, a catch and shoot for a three, and it's off the back iron. Rebounded by West Plains, Olivia Lawson. On the right side, Zoe Scharnhorst with it. 3:20 to go. Pass to the cutter and a missed layup by Alyssa Joyner. She got fouled. Late call. And that will result in two shots. Fouls on Peyton Ward. That'll be Peyton Ward's first. Just a freshman at 6 feet. Obviously already a very good player. First free throw by Alyssa Joyner is good. Once more for the senior, adding to her career point total. And good again. 8 points all in the second quarter. 21-18, 8 points, biggest lead of the game. Back the other way, Lubbers to the right corner. Marshfield back to the right side. Now they'll set up their offense. Bounce pass to the high post. Ward to the corner. Driving down the baseline. Driving layup, no good. But a foul on the play, and it's going to be a case of a reach over against West Plains, and that will be number two on Miley Adams. Free throw shooter steps to the line. First try, no good by Abby McBride, and she is still looking for her first point of the basketball game. She'll try to find it here with her team down 8 points. Free throw, good. 21-14, under the 3 minute mark. Zoe Scharnhorst way out on the right sideline. Out to the point, Olivia Lawson traveled with the basketball. Turnover number five on West Plains. .247 left in the half. Not much scoring, 21-14. Sort of be expected. But at least that's the way it is so far. Right corner to the point. Dribbling down, wraparound pass in the corner. Aldridge steps across and shoots for a two. No good. Ball put back up by Lubert's. No good. And there's a put back by Peyton Ward, and she has eight. And that makes it 21-16. I don't know what Marshfield is going to get seated in the district, but whoever plays them, the six-foot freshman is a problem. To the right corner, Lucy Hafer for West Plains, ahead by five. Now a ball nearly lost out of bounds, thrown over the top and intercepted by Ward. She saw that coming a mile away and picked it off. To the right, to the corner, McBride gets it down low. Lubert bobbled it out of bounds, turnover, Marshfield. .141 to play. First half, pretty good game. Now West Plains breaks the press. Up ahead, they get it. Pull-up shot by Zoe Shrug. No good from just left of the basket. Pulled away by Marshfield. To the far right side, Lubert. Cut off by Zoe Scharnhorst. Now down low key to the left corner. Open shot by McBride for three, and that's good. Lily Finley will get that one. Lily Finley with the three, and it's a two-point game. West Plains goes back quickly. Here's a pass across, layup up and in by Zoe Shrub. West Plains attacked the basket. Marshfield didn't quite get back on defense. 23-19. On the right sideline now. They'll move it back out now to the high post. Ward over to the left corner. On the right, Abby McBride to the right corner to the high post. And there she is. Left-hand shot is up and in. Down the lane by Peyton Ward. She's got eight in the quarter, 10 for the half, 33 seconds to go, two-point game, quarter number two from West Plains. Olivia Lawson to Zoe Scharnhorst. Baseline shot up, no good. Got foul on the shot, though. And it'll be worth two shots. Abby McBride will be called for the personal foul for Marshfield. 20 seconds left in the first half. Olivia Lawson has 8 points tonight. Her attempt here is good. One more try, and it is no good. Rebound to the corner, chased down by Alyssa Joyner. 18 seconds to go. West Plains could get another couple, maybe three. Olivia Lawson with 9 seconds. They'll clear. They'll go flatten out. Four low. Alyssa Joyner with it. To the middle. Turns back. Fadeaway shot. Doesn't draw any iron, and that's the end of the first half. West Plains couldn't execute that last 20 seconds. We get a margin of three at the break. It's West Plains 24, Marshfield 21. We're back in 3 minutes on KDY.